There waits for me a glad tomorrow, where gates of pearls swing open wide. And when I pass this veil of sorrow, I'll dwell upon the other side.
Different things with you, but this is going to be Hollywood and its Satanic Roots Part 3, and a little different tonight as far as the approach here to this, and it's very confusing, this part of it, as far as how best to deliver that message. So you just pray for me that God would help you to understand this, because it's not just simple as reading A, B, C, or D. It's a little bit more difficult than that. I'm trying to teach you. Tonight's message is really about the methods and the mind games of Hollywood. The methods and the mind games of Hollywood. All right. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So again, the Bible is telling us that don't be surprised if Satan comes as an angel of light. There's so many places, so many applications I can make with this scripture, because it applies in many areas of our lives. Satan, and when it says no marvel,
warning, this is old school Cooley right here. This is 2013, 9 year, a little over eight years ago, and I am preaching on Hollywood hypnosis and mind control, and it goes into this brave new world that we're going to be talking about. Now, I'll get into that. I'm just going to let you listen to this for a few minutes, give some people some time to get on, then we'll really get into it today, this COVID-19 brave new world, get some understanding here, and then show you what devils say about it, these satanic devils, and show you what the Word of God says about it, and help you to understand that. Hope you're paying attention. Listen up.
He comes as an angel of light. I happen to believe that there are lost people that can come in that are under the guise of demonic spirits and being led by demonic spirits, and they can tell you that they're saved. They can tell you that they're born again. They can even preach a good message to you as far as that goes and talk like that. But they are absolutely lost and on their way to hell. I believe that, and I think this is what the Bible is saying here.
My goodness, if I only would have remembered that, I would have saved myself the shellacking of my life.
We don't want to touch that, but that's, he says, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. It's possible. They could be in pulpits. They could preach. They could do many other things, but tonight we're not going to go down that road. That's another road for another time. What we're going to talk about tonight is how these ministers of Satan, these evangelists of Hollywood, how they get their message across, what their method is in getting their message across to you. What happens to you when you and I watch television, what it does to us. Now, you, if I asked you a question, what does it do to you when you watch television, you'd probably say nothing. Well, it doesn't do anything to me. I mean, just sit there and I watch it and I relax and I'm watching it. No, actually, that's not what's going on. Well, it's sort of what's going on, but it's not exactly what's going on. There's more to it than that. There are other things going on while that's taking place. Now, again, what I'm about to give you is not some independent fundamental Baptist, because they don't like me, but independent Baptist. It's not from a historical principal Baptist that wrote this that has an agenda for you to put away all your movies so you can send them money or something. It has nothing that this is. These are independent studies that are done of truth that happens to somebody, of tests that are taken and that are given on the mind when watching television. So we're going to get to that in a second. But
so I'll stop there for a second here and kind of lay out what we're going to talk about today. And good afternoon to everyone out there. It is Tuesday afternoon at 2:20 or 3:20. Wherever you're at, or maybe it's a different time, but when you get this, it might be different. But, you know, we are going to talk today about Huxley's Brave New World. And this young preacher right here from 8-9 years ago was preaching a message to his church on Hollywood, the Satanic Roots, and really just basically decimating Hollywood and destroying it and breaking out of the mind control, breaking out of the mental mind control of Hollywood and its programming and everything else, and trying to help our church do that. God used it in the lives of thousands of people. I would have to say that Hollywood Satanic Roots was heard by over 1 million people. Probably more than that. At the time that I checked years ago, different people that had posted it, different people that had listened to the message, and it got more hits on other places than it did on mine, and it was just all over the place. It was on different channels of people over the years, and from the CDs, thousands of CDs on Hollywood Satanic Roots went out. And that meant I had email after email, pictures after pictures of people throwing away their movies, throwing away their entertainment that was based on those things and getting rid of them and, you know, understanding that what the devil has used that tool for. And it was a blessing for sure, and it has been, and it's helped a lot of people. Well, you can imagine how that put me on Satan's radar. And, you know, it put me right on his radar. And, you know, it really did make some people mad, and some devils mad. Well, today, we're going to look at, there's two different frames of thought out there, and they're both satanic, by the way, both of these groups. We talked about last time, let me put this down here, we talked recently, Orwell's 1984, mind controlling the masses, right? And, you know, we talked about what happened and how Orwell back in the day wrote about and warned that society was going to turn in this book 1984 was going to turn into this like state ran zombiehood of drones and soldiers that, you know, worked for the man or the state. Well, that was one aspect. Well, nearly at the same time, you have another man, Aldous Huxley. And Aldous Huxley, who's connected with a lot of bad characters, Aleister Crowley being number one. He hit acid with Aleister Crowley. Boy, you got to be a big fat devil and a half to hit acid with Aleister Crowley, right? But he hit acid with Aleister Crowley. He did dope and probably did a lot of other wicked things with Aleister Crowley. I don't even want to know about. I'm sure of that. He was a disciple of Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley, who called himself the Beast himself. And I will show you this right here. And Sons of Evolution, Adolis and Julian Huxley, NWO, LSD, and Aleister Crowley. That was back in 2015 I talked about that. Darwin's Gestapo, Thomas Huxley, Evolution and the Illuminati Royal Society. Well, there you go. When you see those things, you'll understand where I'm coming from. What did I say? What have I told you? I have told you very plainly, evolution is the religion of the beast. It is truly the religion of the beast. Okay? It's what it is. And Aleister Crowley was connected with Adolis and Julian Huxley, pushing this Age of Aquarius, this new concept. Well, I'm going to play this video for you. And in this video, what you will end up finding is, this is from that Academy of Ideas from... excuse me, it is, that's Academy of the Ideas on YouTube. That's their channel. So, I think this guy is a philosopher. And he's looking at things from a philosophy perspective. But his information is not wrong, his conclusions are wrong. And I'm going to show you that his conclusions are wrong. But I talked about these guys years ago. I warned people years ago. I am the original tinfoil hat guy from this era anyway. And I talked about some of these things that Baptist preachers don't want to talk to. Only I actually got right into your face and dealt with Hollywood. And I'm not bragging, because God smushed me in the ground and told me, what are you doing watching this garbage? What are you doing? I started looking into it and God started convicting me and says, preacher, what in the world are you doing? Now I'll never forget it, man. I'll never forget starting to throw stuff away. And then I had this, what I thought was harmless, you know, for my wife to watch and my family to watch. And me, I like some of them too. I had this whole series of Little House on the Prairie. And there was like 10 seasons of it or whatever it was. And I paid all this money for them, and there's all this box set. I started throwing stuff away, man. I kept that one. And I looked at it. I kept it, and I looked at it, right? And then I started doing some studying on Michael Landon. And I was like, oh my goodness. This guy's the worst devil than all of them. This guy communicated with the dead. This guy had devils. Never did I think in my wildest dreams, a few years later, I would be getting into it with Michael Landon's wife. And the head of his fan club. That I would be getting, and I did. She was like, Michael's a peaceful man. Michael was a peaceful man. And I'm like, okay. And then some lady from the... Oh, I'm telling you. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. I don't have time. Those are fun stories. But anyway, so you understand who these people are, and you understand that I've talked about these people in times past. But Adolis Huxley was a acid-hitting, tripping dude that saw devils, hung out with Crowley, was possessed by devils, and had a vision of this Age of Aquarius that would come. And his vision was, this is what the world's going to end up like. Well, is he right? Yeah. He was right in that part. And so was Orwell. Because when one technique doesn't work, the other one does on other people. You'll figure out what I'm saying here in a little while. So, if we understand that the Bible tells us the end times, it shows us the merchants of the earth, it shows us something else. It talks about sorceries. And it talks about how Babylon is mixed up with the merchants of the earth and the sorcerers. Now, that word sorcery is that same word pharmakia, right? I'm not correcting the King James. I'm just telling you that that word pharmacy, pharmakia, is the same as sorcery, right? It's the same. It encompasses all of that. And in the end times, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. In the end, all the merchants of the earth get together. Now, I'm leading up somewhere. You're going to get this in a minute. It's going to make sense to you, right? It's going to make sense to you in the end, as we get going. But we're going to learn a little bit about Huxley's Brave New World. But let me give you a little bit about Huxley. One man said it this way. Another follower of Crowley was a well-known British writer who experimented with psychotropic drugs as the tool of enlightenment. One of his writings is called The Doors of Perception in Heaven and Hell. The door was psychedelic drugs. The keyboard artist of the popular band The Doors explained a decade after Huxley's book was published how this band got their name. At the time, he said, we had been ingesting a lot of psychedelic chemicals, so the doors of perception were cleansed in our minds. And we saw the music as a vehicle, in a sense, to become proselytizers of a new religion, a religion of self, of each man as God. That was the original idea behind The Doors. So these people were obsessed with that. These people influenced all the music that came out, rock and roll music, and all of those things were influenced by Aldous Huxley, Aleister Crowley, Timothy Leary. All these men influenced these artists who are hypnotizing people in the world. Get it? And God warned that their sorceries, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. That's this world. That's today, friend. They won't repent of their abortions. They murder babies like crazy, and they laugh about it. They won't repent of their drug use, of their psychotropic, psychedelic drugs. Right? How about this one? Here's a really popular thing right now. Microdosing, the drug habit your boss is going to love. Right? So a little bit of dosing there. A little bit of acid to hit. A little bit of tripping. These guys are a bunch of devils. That's who they are. They're a bunch of devils. This is what they do. Now you're going to understand, how does COVID-19 come into play? Well, I'm going to play some of this, all right? And then you will understand it. Now, I'm not going to show you the video, because when I first watched this video, I stopped it. Because he had a silhouette of a nude kind of woman. You couldn't see anything really, but it was a silhouette of a nude, and I didn't like it. So all I did was listen to it instead of watch it, because I was like, I don't want to watch this. So I don't really want you to see it either. I'm not, because I don't know what else is on it, and I don't want to find out. But I do like the content of what he's saying audibly. So what I've done is just scroll up. I'll show you what I've done. This is what I'm doing. See how I don't have to look at any of it. Okay? So I'm not gonna.
In his 1958...
And again, remember, this is not an endorsement of... This is not an endorsement of this philosopher, Academy of Ideas. I'm not endorsing him. His content, what he's saying, is right in that sense. But I'm not endorsing philosophers. Why? Because they're all deceitful. But what you are going to find out, there's a cult of science here. And you're going to find out how COVID-19, not from what he says, but what I'm going to say to you, you're going to find out how COVID-19 and the plan for the pandemic, how they've been able to do this with virtually no evidence for what they're doing. But people are so absolutely distracted that they have no clue what's going on. But Huxley covers this in Huxley, again, you know, he's a Satanist, right? He's a devil worshiper. He had devils, druggie, sorcerer, filled with devils. But remember, the devil's going to give you some truth. He's just not going to give you absolute truth. Absolute truth is found in that King James Bible.
Book Brave New World Revisited, Aldous Huxley wrote the following. If the first half of the 20th century was the era of the technical engineers, the second half may well be the era of the social engineers. And the 21st century, I suppose, will be the era of world controllers.
Okay, so we were we have been, through Hollywood and other mediums, we have been socially engineered. Okay? Also, mind controlled in some ways. But mostly social engineering. And when you and I look at these people and say, but masks don't stop people from getting viruses. I mean, a mask will stop this. Spit. But a virus is smaller than particles that a mask can catch. Duh! But we're all supposed to mask, even though the mask says that it doesn't do that. Oh. Well, what is that? What's the cult of science?
The scientific caste system and Brave New World. 30 years prior to penning these words, Huxley wrote his classic work of fiction, Brave New World. Set in the distant future, this book depicts a scientifically managed dystopian society. In Brave New World, the ruling authorities attain mass compliance not through force, but by supplying the masses with endless streams of distracting entertainment, and manipulating them with drugs and other technological methods. Huxley wrote Brave New World as a warning. Advances in science and technology, he believed, were paving the way for the type of society depicted in this book, and he cautioned that if a Brave New World type of order solidifies, it could be the final or ultimate revolution. The people will have their liberties taken from them, but they will enjoy their servitude and so never question it.
Right. So what'd they do? Isn't that what they've done? They've used science to take your liberty from you and to tell you that, you know, it's you that has the problem. I mean, you got to follow the science. And Fauci, he says he is science, right? Fauci says he is science. So, I mean, if you don't follow it, then, you know, you're just wrong. He thinks he's science, right? And you're just supposed to follow it. But then he ever changes and shifts around to everything else. Fauci changes with the political winds and whatever he has to. But what's the point, though? The point is that you see people out there now, and they're like, where's your mask? You know, at the time, because everybody told them that they needed masks. So what did they do? Everybody had to wear a mask. If you didn't wear a mask, they were ready to shoot you. you're going to give everybody a terrible disease. I had so many women come up to me and yell at me and argue with me and start fights with me in the store. Different times. Why? Well, because they were told to, and they love their servitude. Their servitude. They love the fact that somebody told them they got to be on a lockdown, and they're going to be submissive to that. They're going to surrender to that. Because the mayor says the city's locked down, or the governor says you can't have church. So they're going to surrender to that. They love their servitude. Well, there's others that guess what we did? We stepped out of that Hollywood scene and that scene of society ruling and dictating and behavioral management that they do. And we said, you know what? No. I mean, no. Like, I don't believe you. I looked at these people before as like, well, I don't buy into the hype. Like, I don't believe it. I don't believe you. But these people love their servitude. Oh, they're trying to keep us healthy and safe. Science. We have people, when we preach the gospel to them out there on the street, they yell science at us. Science!
Let alone rebel. In a 1962 interview at Berkeley University, Huxley explained, "It seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in the process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and will always exist, to get people to love their servitude." According to Huxley, this brave new world totalitarianism was most likely to solidify in the 21st century. And so in this video, we are going to examine whether Huxley's predictions are coming true. Do we live in a brave new world? In Brave New World Revisited, Huxley wrote the following. "In 1931, when Brave New World was being written, I was convinced that there was still plenty of time. The completely organized society, the scientific caste system, the abolition of free will by methodical conditioning, the servitude made acceptable by regular doses of chemically induced happiness."
Okay, so what do we have? You got a nation of doped up people, man. They give them psychotropics. They give them behavioral modification medicine. They give them all these drugs to make them feel happy and put them in their happy place. And then they give them pornography. They give them entertainment. They give them movies. They give them sports. They give them their bread. And they give them their circuses. Right? They give them their bread. And they give them their circuses. Remember that preacher that preached on that all those years ago? History of sports idolatry, bread and circus. Give them their bread, give them their circus, give them their beer. Oh, I need beer. I can't stand how these guys act like they're tough guys and they're so manly and they talk beer. I'm drink my beer. I can't stand how they say it. It's so stupid. My beer. Give me my beer. I can't stand how they say it. It's so stupid. It's just dumb. I hate it so much. But that's what they do, right? Give them their liquor. Give them their bread. Give them their circuses. Give them their liquor. Give them their entertainment. Give them enough money. What they do? They locked everybody down and gave them $1,400 so they'd be happy. Wait, $1,400 and you stole $2 trillion from us? You bunch of devils. But they gave them their beer. What happened during the lockdowns? They ramped up the liquor trafficking, man. They ramped it up. It's exactly what they did. Ramped up the liquor trafficking. Got it big. Got people drunk. I like the one thing that Steven Anderson said that is funny. Beer smells like piss! Smells like piss! That's what he would say over and over again. Oh, and that squeaky little voice, that was funny. Anyway, but He's right about that. Stinks. Anyway. But you know something? This is what they did. You're going to see more. I can't believe that the Lord had me talking about this all those years ago. Breaking free from all that stuff. And realizing the social engineering that they were doing with Facebook and everything else. Get you arguing with people all across. Man, I was talking to a guy today that I know, and he's going to a church that does infant baptism. And I kind of hammered him a little bit on it, and then I just let it go. I said, you know, whatever. It doesn't affect my life. I'm done. I preach the gospel to people that are in my, where God wants me to. I contend for the faith here, but I ain't going to sit there and argue with people that have nothing to do with me. And let it go. You know, he's saved. He knows the gospel. I believe he's a saved man. But he's wrong. He's yoked up to a bad church. But anyway, the point is that Facebook, social engineering, putting things in front of your face, giving you things that you're supposed to be mad about. That's, okay, for instance, like, here's what they did. So you know Britney Spears is a raging, raging, raging pervert. Now, I feel bad for Britney because you can go back and listen to my Disney princesses and Disney stuff. I talked about why Britney's the way she is. Mind control, Disney, slave. Broke out when she was 18 years old. I'm not that innocent. Miley Cyrus did the same thing. Party in the USA, took all her clothes off. Britney Spears took all her clothes off. They turn them into sluts. They turn them into whores. Their parents are going to answer for it. They're a bunch of devils. Anyway, but what happened? Mind control stuff, right? So they put Britney Spears in front of you, right? And now what do they do? Oh, she wants her freedom. She wants to be emancipated. So they fill the news feed up with Britney Spears and then her showing her butt and showing her breast and taking her clothes off so people can see that. And they bombard you with Britney Spears wanting her freedom and showing her body naked. That's what they bombard you with. Or if they want you to be outraged by COVID, they'll show you COVID-19 videos of people that won't get vaccinated and people that didn't take the vaccine died. Right? But they don't show you the videos of people that got the vaccine that died. They don't show you side effects videos of the vaccine because they want you to be outraged by people like me that don't want to take the vaccine, that reject it, that say, no, you're not sticking that in my arm. I already had COVID. God gave me the victory over it, and I'm fine. And others I know had it. But they don't want to show you cases like ours. They want to bombard. Why? Because they want you to be afraid, and they want to force a needle in your arm. And then booster shots for the rest of your life. Right? They don't talk about Sweden's success that did nothing versus Israel that's on its fourth booster shot. Right? Don't talk about that. Nope. They mentioned some guy that was against vaccines that died. And they keep flooding the news with those things. Why? Just like Gabby Petito. They want you to think about this girl that was strangled by her boyfriend. Have your life. They put Dog the Bounty Hunter on it. And they want your news feed to be full of Dog the Bounty Hunter with no stinking shirt on, with his nasty, saggy old men breast hanging out, right? Running around with his mullet, and to fill your head up with that. But guess what? If they showed you aborted babies every day in the news, you'd be outraged by abortion. If they showed dead babies and how they do those operations, if they showed videos of those surgeries, you'd be outraged by that, and you'd be calling for an end of abortions. Right? Right? That's what you do. But that's not what they're doing, is it? Uh-uh. That isn't what they're doing. What are they doing? They're showing you stuff like this. Why? They're social engineering. They're programming you. They're telling you what you should be outraged at. Right?
These were coming, all right, but not in my time, not even in the time of my grandchildren. 27 years later, I feel a good deal less optimistic than I did when I was writing Brave New World. The prophecies made in 1931 are coming true much sooner than I thought they would. The nightmare of total organization has emerged from the safe, remote future and is now awaiting us just around the next corner. In Brave New World, advances in psychology made it possible for the ruling authorities to use mind control to condition citizens from an early age.
Now, the amount of expertise that these people have in the ability to control people through mind control and behavioral sciences it's satanic. It's wicked. Okay? It's wicked. And they are using behavioral sciences now more than ever to control men, to control people. That's why you see these people get outraged and start blowing stuff up and shooting stuff up and doing all this. No, some of that stuff's not fake. Some people are really dying. They're not all crisis actors because they mind control these people and make them nuts. Guys like Timothy McVeigh, other guys like that. Right. DARPA connected to the military mind control, all these. Oh, yeah. You bet. Right? Let's see. Remember this guy, what he said?
We're going to start out at this. Well, what is the method? What was the reason behind it? What was the reason that movies were developed? When I say movies, you have to go back to theater. Okay, because the first movies ever were theater. Those were movies. They were on stage, you were standing back, and what were you doing? You were watching the theater, right? That's what you were doing. So it's the same thing as a movie, right? If I put it in a box in a screen and you're watching it, you're watching a movie, right? If you're standing on stage and you call it theater, you're watching the theater. You're watching something. There's a technique that was involved. There was a reason. So first we have to go back to the old world, though. We have to get some history here so you can understand this a little bit better. And where it was invented. Where did theater come from? Where was it popularized at? Because that's what happened. Theater evolved. Okay? It has evolved. Now, first of all, you'll find acting in the old world. When I say the old world, I don't mean before the flood, which there is right after the flood. There's something I'm going to teach you about. But anyway, just theater. Now, I want you to listen to this. Theater emerged from myth, ritual, and ceremony. Early societies perceived connections between certain actions performed by the group of leaders in the group and desired results of the whole society. These actions moved from habit to tradition, and then on to ceremony and ritual. The formulations of these actions and the consequent repetition and rehearsal broke the ground for the theater. Now listen to this. According to the mythologist Joseph Campbell, rituals are related to three basic concerns. This is what they tried to do. Pleasure, power, and duty. Power, influencing and controlling events, was often the intention of rituals such as ceremonies to guarantee a successful crop or to please the gods. In essence, theater and things like that were brought about for pagan worship to false gods. That was the purpose of them. It was a pagan worship. It was a ceremonial thing. Usually societies had rituals that glorified supernatural powers, victories, and heroes. Right? What's best? You get somebody involved in a movie, what do? You get a hero. Got to have a hero in the movie, right? You get the hero in the movie, everybody follows the hero. And don't forget that. Don't forget that. Everybody follows that hero. Now remember that. That's going to be important. Rituals were practiced.
I think that's Mandy, maybe. Let's see. What year is that? 2013. Wait, no, that wouldn't be Mandy. That'd be Olivia, I think. Let's see. Hear that baby whining back there? It's probably Olivia. That was 8 years ago. Yeah, it's probably who that is. Huh. How about that?
Practices duty to gods and ritual evolving towards theater comes from ancient Egypt. Pyramid texts dating from 2800 to 2400 BC contain dramas sending the dead pharaohs off to the underworld. But the all-seeing eye is all over Hollywood. I can show you 100 of the last movies that you watched probably, and I can show you the all-seeing eye in every single one of those movies. it's there. Now, why is that? Why is it there? Isn't it interesting that the oldest play that we have on record, the oldest movie, so to speak, is Osiris? It's Nimrod. It's a movie.
Uh-oh.
Be about...
Now he's
again,
getting into
it was done to the gods. That's what it was for. They worshipped were actually fallen angels because they have such a strong... But you're watching and enjoying and reveling in them that do such things, like Romans chapter 1 says. And they that revel...
Amen. Okay, so let's get back over to this here.
To think and behave in ways that were submissive and conformist. Nearly 100 years after Huxley wrote his dystopian novel, has this type of conditioning left the realm of fiction and entered reality? Today, the art of mind control is in the process of becoming a science, Huxley wrote in 1958. The practitioners of this science know what they are doing and why. They are guided in their work by theories and hypotheses solidly established on a massive foundation of experimental evidence. While the idea of mind control may sound like science fiction, in the mid to late 20th century, many prominent philosophers, psychologists, and scientists joined Huxley in sounding the alarm bell that research into the fundamentals of this phenomenon were well underway. In 1953, the distinguished British philosopher Bertrand Russell explained, "It is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they now have even in totalitarian countries." The renowned 20th century American clinical psychologist Carl Rogers warned that the rapid development of the behavioral sciences, which is a cluster of scientific disciplines, including psychology, psychiatry, sociology, social psychology, anthropology and biology, economic and political science, mathematics and statistics, was in the process of becoming what he called an if-then science. By this he meant that scientists and social engineers were discovering that if carefully constructed conditions are implemented in a society, then there is a high probability that the majority of citizens will respond to these conditions in predictable and hence controllable ways.
So they studied the movements of man. Where did they get this from? Satan. That's what the devils do. How Satan's kingdom operates is Satan watches man. He studies man. That's how he knew when he studied Job's life. The average man, skin for skin, all that a man hath will he give for his own life. He understood that most men will do whatever they have to do to win and to stay alive. The self-preservation of man, he understood that. Now, Satan understood also behavioral, like different behavioral techniques and everything like that. He understands that. They got this psychology from devils. That's where they got it from. It is demonic to the core. To manipulate man, right?
They that in case. Because the evil that is eviler than evil that I'm doing, is that they're more evil than me. So I have to do evil. I have to do less evil. In evolution, who doesn't believe in evolution, who believes in, who believes in the formation of complex ideas. High levels of... Really, what'd you accomplish sitting down for 4 hours watching?
So, think about it this way. I want to go to the other one that I did, because I remember that one. Let me get there here. The other one that I did on that, I remember those control groups, and the covering of those groups was in, I think it was in the behavioral one.
Anyway, open your Bibles up to Psalms.
We'll get to that in a second. Well, actually, let me just fast forward.
Well, actually, turn around them. So, eels, television and movies and things like that, it appeals to your emotions. it does not appeal really to your intellect or anything like that. Now, yeah, you can watch something that educates you and you learn from and, you know, like documentary type stuff that you're going to learn some things. Mostly that's facts and things that you're listening to. That's a little bit different than visually just staring there and just, you know, going off into space kind of or getting, I mean, there can be people around you sometimes. If you ever watch a program, you can see people, you know, there's stuff going on around you and you don't even know what's going on because you're so, I mean, I remember that a few years back, I was around people. They'd be watching a movie. I mean, they wouldn't even know you were alive. They're around you. They're just so into it. They're just so that they don't even know. They have no reasoning of what's going on around them. For this also, that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made.
And you're going to find that in this brave new world, what is used are these subtle techniques that people don't even realize are being used on them.
Or as he wrote in 1954, I believe that too few people are aware of the extent, the breadth, and the depth of the advances which have been made in recent decades in the behavioral sciences. The increasing power for control which it gives will be held by someone or some group. Such an individual or group will surely choose the purposes or goals to be achieved, and most of us will then be increasingly controlled by means so subtle we will not even be aware of them as controls. It appears that some form of completely controlled society is coming. In a report released in 2021, scientists on a subcommittee of the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies in the UK admitted to using totalitarian mind control tactics to obtain mass compliance. One scientist went as far as to state that he was stunned by the weaponization of behavioral psychology over the last 5 years, while another admitted, you could call psychology mind control. That's what we do. Clearly, we try and go about it in a positive way, but it has been used nefariously in the past.
So, what were they doing over in the UK? They used behavioral modification, behavioral control, right? They used it to affect, to get the desired effect, the desired result. So in other words, you mean like scaring people half to death and making them think that they're all going to die so you can lock them down and you can do what you want with them? And then when they come out of their prison cell, when they come out of their box, that you can dictate what they do, otherwise they have to go back in the box. You don't want to go back in the box. Mm-hmm. Just like Hollywood does. Hollywood is a major player in that game to condition people. What you watch, you have all these movie stars that come out and they're like, you all need to wear masks. And then you look at the Academy Awards and none of them had masks on. Wait. Or Nancy Pelosi or all these other ones. They're having all these big meetings and none of them are wearing masks. It's all fake. They're modifying behavior. They're controlling you through propaganda. Much of COVID-19 has been propaganda. For something that leaves people that die, those that do die, die at an age older than the median age of death in the United States of America. Right? They live longer than what the average life expectancy is. But they pushed it so much and made everybody so afraid that people are afraid of dying. They're buying into the propaganda. They're controlling behavior by that. So they can steal your freedoms and rip them away. That's what they did with it. And they know it.
Psychology has been used for wicked ends. Along with conditioning the thoughts and behaviors of the citizens, in Brave New World, the latest in technology is used by the ruling authorities to provide the population with non-stop distractions of the most fascinating nature. The purpose of this readily available entertainment was twofold. Firstly, to ensure that the citizens did not pay attention to political and social realities.
Okay, so check this out. So what do you have people that are like, I'll give you some examples of that, right? To put useless garbage in your face constantly. You ready for one? Let me give you one. And I'm going to talk about this on a separate video, but watch this. So they'll do things like turn Superman gay, right? Which is actually the son of Superman, but who cares? Turn him gay. An icon, somebody that, a national icon that people have followed, a worldwide one, the all-American way, right? Superman and all that kind of stuff and blah, blah, blah and all that stuff. And what do? Turn him gay. Turn him queer. Why? Propaganda. Propaganda. It's to get you distracted. Like, does it really matter in life whether Superman's gay when Superman's not even real? Well, you care about it. How about this? How about Marvel movies? How about superheroes? Right? How about all the superheroes, right? All the movies with superheroes and all the mesmerizing effects. Or what about that one movie? What's that name of that thing? They had it doesn't matter. Star Wars. I was trying to think of that one that James Cameron made, but I can't think of it now with all the weird kooky looking blue people. But anyway. All those superheroes, right? Or all those movies mesmerizing you on screen with all of these things and fascinating your eyes and completely 100% distracting you from reality. So your hearts and your minds and your head are full of things that have nothing to do with this world. So what can they do while they're doing that? Whatever they want. Whatever they want to do. Because you're distracted through their mind control techniques and their behavior modification techniques, their behavior control techniques, right? And then you're not focused on reality. Listen to me. I think, you know, leisure, it's okay to have some leisure. It's okay to play some games sometimes. It's okay to do some of those things sometimes. It's okay to have some leisure activity, hunting and fishing and maybe play some sports with your kids or play that cornhole game or horseshoes or something like that. It's okay to have some of that. But when your minds are consumed with that constantly and you have nonsense in your head, that's when Satan is gonna get you. You know what? The times that I have done the dumbest things in my life, and the times that I've let my tongue get away from me, is when I was not being sober. Look at your King James Bible. Be sober. You know why people years ago, crime rate, all those other things and all that other stuff wasn't that big and all the other things that, you know why men like the Baptists and the Puritans and all those men could write all those books that I have over there? See all those? You know why they could write all those? And you know why, like I was reading today, Joseph Carroll's book, 12-volume set on the book of Job, preached 40 years out of the book of Job to his church. You know why men like that could do that? Because they weren't distracted with stupidity. They didn't have naked women running around constantly. Their magazine aisles weren't full of naked women all the time. The music wasn't bumping all the time when they go to the store to pick up some stinking grapes. They weren't entertained by idiocracy constantly. What were they doing? Their minds were sober. You know why their children stayed out of trouble a lot of times? Because they had to eat. You know why the women stayed out of trouble? You know why they didn't get in as much trouble? Because they had to go get the water from the well and raise buckets of it. They had to work their own property. You know why the kids didn't? Because they had to cut down the crops. They had to bale the hay. They had to do the work, and they didn't have as much time to get into trouble because they had work to do. And if they didn't do it, they didn't eat. But today we have all these modern conveniences. And what have these modern conveniences done? They've caused us not to be sober. Look, if you're not careful, you will sit on your phone, this behavior modification device, which, by the way, has been used to win people to Christ, has been used to preach the gospel to the known world, has been used to share videos and help people grow in their faith and encourage people. I realize that. But if you don't use it properly, if you allow this to distract you from reality completely, where you think your whole world, look, I see people moving, not for a good church or for, to do right and all that other stuff, but on whims and on foolishness. Why? Because they got distracted on the internet. Not to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But they get consumed to what some guy thinks about them hundreds of miles away. You know what? I care what my wife thinks. I care what my children think. I care what my church thinks. As much as I love you, I'll sleep at night if you don't like me. Okay? I will. I might not sleep for other reasons, but I'll sleep even though you don't like me. It's been used for a lot of good things. But you know what? It's also been used to distract you. Because there's people that'll spend hours upon hours upon hours talking to total strangers about absolutely nothing. There are people that are filling their minds and their hearts in this brave new world. And that's how COVID's been able to do what it's... That's how the plandemic has been able to be done. Because people are so distracted, they don't even pay attention to the facts. They're not dealing with reality. They're not dealing with what's going on because they are so... They've been conditioned to believe everything that comes on here. So they believe everything Trump says. They believe everything Fauci says. They believe everything the CDC says. Even though on the CDC's own website, they say, well, them masks don't work. Or that they're not going to stop you from getting diseases. The vaccine doesn't stop you from getting a disease. The tests are faulty. Many times, what are they testing for? The tests don't test for COVID-19. There is no test for COVID-19. But we'll talk about that in another broadcast. There is no real test for COVID-19 or the coronavirus disease or whatever. Corona is like a list of things. You can have a lot of different things. Anyway, we'll get into specifics because I don't have all that worked out in my brains and with the science yet, so I'll save it. But there is no specific test for that. Let's think about that one. It's a test of families, and even they admit that their tests are wrong. Even the founder of the test said, "What are you using this test for that for?" But nobody researches the facts. They just believe what Fauci says, what Trump says, what Biden says, what this man says, what that man says, what this person says, what that person says, even though a lot of those people do the absolute opposite. But they've modified your behavior through behavioral control techniques. Just like Aldous Huxley, that Satanist said they would. This is a blueprint for the New World Order. It's what it is. But the Lord told us that was going to happen. Jesus told us these things were going to come to pass. I mean, the whole world's going to be ran by a one world government. The beast is going to sit on the throne. Satan is going to give him his power, his seat, and great authority. And these things are going to happen. You're going to have a one world government that's going to be ran by all. It's going to lead the whole world. Right? But hey, people believe them, even though they change their mind about everything. You know what doesn't change? The King James Bible. You know what does change? Opinions. You know what does change? All the things that they're saying change. You can have Christmas. You might not be able to have Christmas. It's okay to go trick-or-treating. It's not okay to do this. It's okay to do that. It's okay to do that. Well, why don't you mind your own business and I'll do what I want? I'll follow the Lord and not your hysterical whims. because you're trying to control people through behavior and through other things like that. Mind control. You're doing it through psychology. All this is psychology to get you to worry about it, to follow every news article out there, right? That they want you to see, but not what's really going on, not what's going on behind the scenes, not what they're actually doing to you.
And secondly, to promote docility and stupidity, and thus create a population that cared little for freedom. Is something similar happening today? Whether intentionally imposed on society or not, one thing is certain. Technology and the endless supply of stimulating yet morally degrading entertainment that flows from it is
Okay, morally degrading entertainment, right? Morally degrading, I'm trying to just keep that right there. Morally degrading entertainment. What does he mean by that? Pornography. I'm telling you what, if you just show most people nakedness all day long, they'll be consumed with it. They just will be. And you can do whatever you want as long as they have their bread and their circus, as long as they have their entertainment. If you show them sports, then, I mean, they don't care about life. You can be doing anything you want, but if they can watch their sports, if they can watch their movie, if they can be entertained, then they won't care about life. Listen to Bread and Circuses, the sermon that I preached about sports idolatry. And by the way, I preached against sports before it was cool. And I said to all those people, my brethren, that were watching it constantly and filling their head and their hearts with it constantly when all the compromise was taking place and all the wicked stuff was on there and all that kind of stuff. I said, well, you know, you guys are supporting all this and it's wicked. I mean, but you know what it took my brethren to quit watching it? They had to put down the American flag. When they kneeled, instead of put their hand over their heart for the American flag, that was the final straw. Because I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. It didn't matter if they compromised through many different things, the things of Scripture and all that kind of stuff. That didn't matter. You can't put down America. You can't do that. Right? You can't do that. See what I mean? That's what they did. But see, if you give the average person pornography, and you give them pornography, entertainment, and all those things, they're fine. They're happy with whatever servitude you give them, as long as they can watch all that stuff, as long as they can do all their fun stuff, as long as they can have their sports and their entertainment and their fun and their games and their prizes and everything else, they're fine. They'll listen and do whatever you want them to do. They'll go along with that. They'll go along with that. Right? I mean, they won't fight you. Listen. Hey, I got a question for you. Does anybody really believe that this group of Americans is going to have some kind of godly or biblical revolution? Right? Does anybody really think that? Well, why would they want to? Most of the people didn't even care that they were locked down and they didn't rebel against it. They didn't even care that people told them they couldn't go to church. They just stayed home. They were upset they couldn't go to the sporting events, but they got free internet time from Verizon or whoever else. So they were fine with it. They could virtually live out those things. They could have Netflix and they could have all their movies and they could just sit around and watch movies. And they didn't care if they went to Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner with their families or anything. They didn't care about any of that. They didn't care if they spent their time in with family or did all those other things or went to church or went, as long as they could have their entertainment, if they could have fun. Right? I mean, if you give kids games and prizes and let them play video games for 8 hours a day, or let them veg out on movies 8 hours a day, let them veg out on fun and a lack of sobriety, they're not gonna be productive. They're not gonna do what's right. They're not gonna work hard. They're not gonna do that because life is a big game to them. That's why the Bible warns us, be sober 8 times in the scriptures. The 8th time for the new man is to warn him. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But if I can get you to entertain yourself, I like what G. Craig Lewis says in his series on the gods of hip-hop and rap and all that stuff. He talks about entertainment is detaining your mind. It literally takes your mind and it detains it, takes control of it, and like you ask a police officer, am I being detained? Well, that's what that entertainment does. Whether it's that wicked music or videos or if it's anything that's in proportion to what it's supposed to be. Video games, movies, whatever it is. And it detains your mind and takes it completely. And like there's no filter on it. It's just dumping stuff into your brain. Well, that's what happens with movies and videos. What I talked about, scientists admit that the right side of your brain, it shuts off and the creative side is the only thing and it's not critical and it just dumps all those things into your brain. So whatever they want you to watch when they do the commercials, when you're watching sports, they put sodomites in front of you. They make you laugh at perverts. They make you laugh at sin. They made you, back in the day, they put Bewitched on there like I talked about before. They put I Dream a Genie. Hey man, just put naked women with magic and any guy's gonna be gaga. Any guy's gonna be like that. So what do? They implant witchcraft into your mind through Britney Spears, through Miley Cyrus, through country singers, through entertainment and movies and everything. They implant things with their advertisements and rituals and all those things, and your mind isn't critical because you're just dumping it in because you're being entertained, and after a few minutes, it just shuts down. And you don't critically think because you're not being sober. That's why the Bible warns us, young men be likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Why? Because they won't be. And young women, likewise. Lady, listen to me. Keep to your work at home. Keep to taking care of your husband and keep to taking care of your children. Be sober. Don't be distracted by stupid stuff on the internet. Don't be distracted by other people's lives. Well, how do they live? How do they live down there in YouTube land down there? I'm not saying it's wrong if you have a purpose. You know what? I want to learn about how to grow this. So I'm going to type that in. That's fine. But if you're just randomly getting yourself entertained by somebody else's life, hey, I wonder what so-and-so's doing down in Arkansas or Texas or what they do and following their life, follow your own life. Be sober. You have work to do. If you don't have a specific reason, then don't be just vegging out on stupidity. I don't care how they're living their life down there or how somebody runs their ranch. Who cares? Now, if you got a specific reason, like, oh, well, I'd like to learn about how to take care of this. Fine. If you don't, mind your own business. Get to your own work. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Foolishness is already bound in the heart of a child. Stick to your own work, that the aged men may be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. I need to have a purpose to be online and do that. If I don't, then I don't need to be on there. The purpose is not to entertain yourself. The purpose to be to critically learn. To use the critical side of your brain. Just like when we study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman that he is not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So then I'm going to critically learn. I'm going to be sober. Why? Because if you're not sober, Satan's going to get you. You know what Satan's going to do to you? He's going to make you discontented with your life by having you watch somebody else's life. And think something about their life is better. Lady, you got enough work to do. You got a lifetime of work to do. If you ain't got something specific that you need to learn, that you're trying to figure out, something instructional, something like that, then stay offline. You got no reason to be on it. If you're not going to buy something, to do something, to be productive with something, and you're just vegging out there, no. Go veg out with your kids. With your husband. Learn something that will help your family. Or get off of it. Because, see, that's the social engineering. That's what the devil wants. You to be consumed with stupidity online. With entertainment. And then guess what you'll do? Fall.
Creating a passive, ignorant, and spiritually crippled population uninterested in resisting the implementation of its political chains.
See that? Passive. You're always getting stuff dumped into your head of foolishness and nonsense. So you become passive to evil. You're not assertive against it. You don't stand up. You don't have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You're not willing to do that. You're not willing to stand up, but you're just a drone going along with society. You're just going along with what the world does. You're just going along with the world. That's not what God wants us to do. But that's what Satan wants us to do. He wants us to be consumed with Facebook, this book, that book, anything but the book. And anything but the family. You know, God has kept me, as the years have gone by, God has kept me more and more off of Facebook. I rarely, if I go on there, it's usually for marketplace if I'm going to buy something, or I post a few things, or I talk to people sometimes. But for the most part, nah. And let your communication, you know, guys, you better be careful. Sometimes you just communicate about a bunch of stupid nonsense. I'm not saying it's wrong to have fun sometimes. I'm saying if that fun is more than you being sober and serious, then don't wonder why the devil's going to come knocking on your door. Because he looks for the silly fool. He looks for silly women laden with sins. And society is ginning up that. Well, do you just be stuck on video games, pornography, entertainment, amusements, whatever makes you feel good? So you're distracted and you have no gusto. You got no desire to fight anything. But you're not vigilant against what's going on. But you're just entertained. Docile. Docile. Just entertained. No real fire. No real desire to fight anything. Very passive, whipped puppies. Happy with your bowl of food. Happy with your entertainment. Happy with your psychotropic drugs. So you stay in line.
Just as Huxley warned. As the art and science of manipulation come to be better understood, the dictators of the future will doubtless learn to combine techniques of propaganda with the non-stop distractions which, in the West, are now threatening to drown in a sea of irrelevance the rational information essential to the maintenance of individual liberty.
Right, like they've made everything so big, right? so big and so complicated, and your mind, let me back up here a little bit.
The degrading entertainment that flows from it is creating a passive, ignorant, and spiritually crippled population uninterested in resisting the implementation of its political chains, just as Huxley warned. As the art and science of manipulation come to be better understood,
I mean, look at the UFC. People that are fans of, like, the UFC and WWE and wrestling and everything like that, totally distracted. What do you have to do? You can dump whatever evil you want in them to entertain them with a soap opera or a storyline, and then you can dump your philosophies into them. So what did Vince McMahon do, led by Satan himself? Vince McMahon in wrestling dumped in all kinds of wicked things. Introduces people to the sodomite lifestyle, the transgender lifestyle, introduces people into beating up on women, men beating up on women, half-naked women, women, Playboy, and all this other stuff. All that, you know where I learned, where I had more of a desire to get into Playboy when I was a lost boy, when I was just a kid? You want to know where that was? Wrestling. Because Sable was on the cover of Playboy. And I was like, well, I gotta see that. So I went out and found a way to buy it. And then I was selling Playboys in junior high to kids. Pornography right there, selling it. In fact, some old dude gave me a trash bag full of them. He had kids my age, didn't give them to his kids. Gave them to me. His kids were a little younger than me. I was about 15, 16. I was in 14 or 15, something like that. Anyway, I don't remember exactly. Anywhere from 14 to 16. Who cares? It's all wicked as hell. But the point is, just dump that into my mind that that's all okay. Dumped it into my mind. All that lifestyle. All that acceptance of that. Rap music, the same thing. What did rap music get you to do? Call women female dogs, to call them bitches, hoes. To degrade women, to think less of women. Social engineering. Behavior modification, mind control. You're listening to that music and those beats. All the while, it's influencing you on its message. What's its message? Wickedness, fornication, sorcery, witchcraft.
Dictators of the future will doubtless learn to combine techniques of propaganda with the non-stop distractions which, in the West, are now threatening to drown in a sea of irrelevance.
Non-stop distractions, he says. Right? Just non-stop. Doesn't ever stop. Just to distract you from what's really going on. From what they're really doing. The whole time. Big distractions. Like this girl. To get you off of thinking about COVID all the time. This Gabby girl. Do I believe she died? Yeah, I do. I believe the dude strangled her probably. But what do they do? They fill up your mind with it so you're distracted by it. So that's all you think about. You don't even know this girl. You're sad about it, but, I mean, what really does it matter to your life? Whether Dog the Bounty Hunter catches this girl. Why is that something important in your life? You know what is important in your life? That millions of babies are slaughtered a year, but you don't hear about that.
The rational information essential to the maintenance of individual liberty. But it is not just an endless supply of distractions which make possible a brave new world. Huxley also predicted that in the future, certain forms of technology would be used to increase the suggestibility and obedience of a population, so that everyone can be depended upon to behave almost as predictably as machines. In Brave New World, the technology used for this purpose was called hypnopedia, or sleep teaching, which Huxley called the greatest moralizing and socializing force of all time. Every night, while asleep, citizens were exposed to propaganda and repeated suggestions.
So I want you to think about this. Now, they're not putting us to sleep, per se, like that, but what are they doing? They're using behavioral control over you. When they entertain you to death, what happens? Your mind, it's just done. Your mind accepts its servitude and accepts what's going on and is docile and doesn't fight it.
He's more subtle. And you would never, well, we'll get into that later. We'll cover that later. I'm going to keep going here. In these opening verses here, they're very telling when brought into comparison with Hollywood and its wickedness when we start to look at it. We've talked about the satanic roots of Hollywood, the mediums and consulting. He had to shed his blood for you, for what you get into it. We'll see how far we get. Hollywood and their advertisers use classic conditioning. That's what they use. They use it to appeal to your emotions. They don't appeal to your intellect, because any smart guy would realize that when you have a half-naked woman in front of a vehicle, you're not going to get that half-naked woman because you buy that vehicle. Do you understand that? But in our minds, there's a way that's used in order for you to have that same passion that's involved with that. You say, that's impossible. No, it's not. It's a technique that is used, and it's used very well. If you look at it, it's called classic conditioning. It's a process of behavior modification. Wait a minute. Stop right there. Are you telling me that when something when I'm watching a program, that someone is practicing behavior modification on me? Yeah. When I watch an advertisement, they're practicing behavior modification on me? Yeah. Well, God said the same thing. He said, my eye affecteth my heart. He said, what you see will affect you. Yeah, but it's on a TV screen. That doesn't matter. You're still seeing it. It affects your heart. A process which by the subject comes to respond in a desired manner to a previously neutral stimulus that has been repeatedly presented along with an unconditioned stimulus that elicits the desired response. So they take two things and they put them together. And they put those things together and they know the passions from the one. When they mix the other with it, eventually you'll remove the one and you'll have the same passion for the other. The same feelings will come from that. All based on feelings. Do you understand?
So they show you the naked woman with the Corvette or with the Camaro or with what, or with an energy drink or with a cheeseburger. So they know that your mind is going to equate that naked woman and the feelings that you have when you see a naked woman with that cheeseburger.
Understand why men are so pathetic and weak today and effeminate? Because they're led by emotions. They're totally driven by emotions. You know, it's the men that have to make the hard decisions. And all of us fall into this. Listen, I had to make a decision this week on some things. And I found myself over the last year making a decision on emotions that I had to repent of. Because I made it on a strict emotion that had nothing to do with right or wrong or God's leading. It had to do with emotion. It just had to do with emotions. A process of behavior modification in which a subject learns to respond in a desired manner, such as that a neutral stimulus, the conditioned stimulus, is repeatedly presented in association with a stimulus, the unconditioned stimulus that elicits a natural response, the unconditioned response, until the neutral stimulus alone elicits the same response, now called the conditioned response. What they're doing is conditioning you. They're taking a seductively looking woman, and they're placing a fishing pole in her hand. And then over and over again, you see that seductively looking woman. I'm trying to use my words very carefully here, okay? And they shot. That's what they do. It's very common. They know they do that. It's not really hidden. For example, in Pavlov's experiments, food is the unconditioned stimulus that produces salivation, a reflex or unconditioned response. The bell is the conditioned stimulus which eventually produces salivation in the absence of food. The salivation is conditioned response. What they did was they took food, which would make the dog want it, and it would start, saliva would start coming out, and then they just added a bell with that food. Well, eventually, the dog would put those two things together and realize that when that bell dings, he's going to get some food, so now they don't have to show the food anymore. They just show the bell, and the same saliva comes out. It's a conditioned response. So again, when you put that, when you have Carl's Jr., if you don't ever heard of that, or Hardee's, they were in trouble a few years back because they had Paris Hilton in a fornicating manner on a commercial, and I mean fornicating manner, an illicit manner on a commercial, eating a cheeseburger and simulating some dirty things. That's all I'm going to say about that. And you get the point. But what was that to do? The same passion that you get for a seductively dressed woman or pornography, you will attach to that cheeseburger and you will buy that cheeseburger. So that sounds crazy. No, it doesn't. It works.
All right, let's get back to our video here because we're running out of time.
From the
here.
State, Huxley based his idea of sleep teaching on the science of hypnosis. Scientists have long known that when an individual is placed under hypnosis, alpha waves are activated in the brain, just as they are when in a light sleep. In both cases, suggestibility is dramatically heightened, as Huxley explained. Most of the things that can be done with and to a person in hypnotic trance can be done with and to a person in light sleep. Verbal suggestions can be passed through the cortex to the midbrain, the brainstem, and the autonomic nervous system. If these suggestions are well conceived and frequently repeated, new patterns of feeling can be installed and old ones modified. Post-hypnotic commands can be given. Slogans, formulas, and trigger words deeply ingrained in the memory. While not...
Okay, so think about that. When everybody's in a passive mood, and they're watching their entertainment, they're watching their movies, they're entertained by what's going on online and all this other stuff, right? And then they slip things into you, masks save lives, or see something, say something, or... I don't know. You think of something. You could think of something better than I could probably write this point. But whatever, they slip those trigger words in there, and they make it basically so you get triggered by that, and your response is going to be planned by them. Like they're planning your response. And I forgot, I have about a half an hour left. I'm going to go till 4:15. I hope you're with me. I got a half an hour left. I'm going to take the whole 2 hours.
And they do it all. Listen, folks, if sex didn't sell, they wouldn't sell sex. Do you understand me? I'm not being dirty. I'm being clear with you. If it didn't work, they would not sell it. Right or wrong? It works. And that's why they do it. They've done it with everything. They've done it with candy. They've done it with beer. They've taken beer commercials and they've taken beer and they've put it with good times and feelings of joy. And then eventually when you walk through the store and you see that beer, you think that represents good feeling. It brings up the passions of good feelings and joy. So what do? You go and grab the beer. Because it brings the same response as that joy and that fun. Or they'll have a scantily dressed woman holding a bottle of beer on a commercial constantly over and over and over again. And what do? You put the two together and you believe if you buy that beer, you're going to have that woman. Amen. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. It's real. It works. It works masterfully. If it didn't, they wouldn't do it. Say it doesn't work.
Let's stop there. If it didn't work, like that young preacher just said, if it didn't work, why would they do it? People do things in the world. The merchants of the earth do things because it's profitable. And they know that their psycho mind control, Brave New World techniques, they work. And these psychiatrists know it. And these scientists in the cult of science are running the world right now with it. Everything the CDC is doing with COVID, everything the CDC is doing, everything these people are doing is behavioral science. It is psychology through psychotropics, through behavioral modification, behavioral control. That's exactly what they're doing. That's why they're getting the engineered response. When you don't go along with it, It's because you look at it and you're like, yeah, I can critically think, and I think you guys are nuts.
Okay, well, trillions of dollars a year are made by it. So it's working. Amen? It's working. It's working quite well. How about this? Consider a lighter one. The breakfast of champions. The best part of waking up. We love to see you smile. All those phrases. They put that in with McDonald's. Now, there ain't nothing good about McDonald's food. I want to be honest with you, okay? There really isn't anything good about it. It's a bunch of garbage. It's not good for you at all. I mean, I'm not saying I've never eaten. I haven't eaten in a long time because I don't want it. Because it's nasty. It really isn't real food. But the picture that they show on television, they show you a picture of something that looks like it's the best thing in the world, you know, but it really isn't. It isn't the best thing in the world. It's not good at all. But what do? They put it with a smiling, they never put, if you ever noticed, they never put like a 500 pound man or a 400 pound man in a commercial with a cheeseburger, right? They don't do that, right? What do they put? They put some model in there that's really good looking and really good shape, and that's who they put in there. You ever notice something? The restaurants don't put obese people in their commercials. Amen? Come on! I'm just being honest with you. They don't put obese people in commercials. Why don't they? Well, would you buy a cheeseburger if you associate obesity with that cheeseburger? Of course you wouldn't! Well, now you get the point. No, people just like seeing good-looking people. No, they don't want that cheeseburger associated with somebody obese. Amen! Come on, use your brain. Think a little bit. That's exactly what they're doing. Wheaties did the same thing, the breakfast of champions. Wheaties would be a neutral stimulus because alone it triggers no unique response. It's a normal cereal. Being a champion would be an unconditioned stimulus. All right, follow me here. Through repeated reference to the two together in commercials and print ads where well product and association is made, Wheaties becomes the conditioned stimulus and the conditioned response is viewing Wheaties as fuel for athletes. General Mills attempts quite successfully to convince its consumers that Wheaties caters specially to athletes in a way that no other cereal does. In truth, however, it does not advertise specifically to jocks or anybody like that. All this, you'll look like this. Right? It's classic conditioning. They condition you to believe that. And that's why you and I have to turn those things off and make decisions based on what's right and wrong, based on what's truth, and not just taking two things and putting things together, you know, and we're being fooled and duped. You know, the best way to avoid being involuntarily conditioned is to be informed. If we find facts on products ourselves, it's easier to steer clear of these trained responses. Advertisements for Axe body spray, Calvin Klein, and celebrity fragrance lines rarely ever meet stabbing them. And they can't handle it. It bothers them. We've been conditioned. The desired response to these consumers relates is the attention of beautiful women. If you buy this cologne, beautiful women will want you.
See, so they knew what they were doing. They know exactly what they're doing.
The subjects of sleep teaching. Many people in the modern world watch television on a near daily basis for hours on end. Scientists have known for decades that television watching activates alpha waves in the brain, thus placing the individual in a hypnotic-like trance, primed.
You ever seen them? You ever seen people? When they're watching TV, you literally walk in the room and they don't even know you exist. Right? Or they're watching something on their phone and stuff's going on all around them and they don't even know what's going on around them. Like they have no awareness of what's going on. They're completely distracted. A child can get hurt. Something bad can happen. There could be drama or something important going on in the room, and they are completely distracted by it. They are hypnotized by it, and you look over and you're like, these people are hypnotized. Like, they're not even paying attention to reality. Parents don't know what their children, they put that TV in front of their children or those movies or that video or Netflix or whatever it is or video games constantly. Not giving them, okay, you have this amount of time, then you're done type stuff, but nope, just that's their life. That's their babysitter. That's what they do. And their minds are completely consumed by it. Adults, too, they're so consumed by what's going on, they don't want to get up and deal with life. Their child's going to get into something? Nope, you go do it. their child's in trouble, or their child is getting into something they shouldn't and could be in danger, but nope, I'm watching this. That means your mind is taken by that. That's not your work and what you're doing, but your mind is taken by it. You're being detained. And you don't want to leave that place that's not reality to go into reality to deal with life. That's what he's talking about. Huxley knew it was coming, and we can see it. That's why these phones have the whole world right there with us. But you know what the problem is? We can ignore the world that God has given us, the reality of the world that God has given us. We'll ignore our children, our duties to raise them, by being distracted by this stuff. And it ought not so to be, my friend. But this is how they have everybody. This is why people can't break free from the matrix. This is why they're stuck in it. This is why parents don't know their children. This is why people don't have discussions with their children. This is why they don't talk things out. They're not looking at what their children are doing. They don't know what their children are doing. They're not teaching them and guiding them and directing them because they're distracted, which is Satan's goal. And this is how COVID has been able to do what it does. This is how. This is how they've been to social, this is how they've been able to socially engineer everything from the state. What they do, they combine 1984 with a Brave New World. That's all it is. It's 1984, statism, with a Brave New World. And people are so distracted, they don't want reality. Reality hurts. It's work. Reality is work. I would rather look at somebody else's life. I would rather read fiction. I would rather live in fiction than deal with reality. And what I'm saying is reality is stranger than fiction. Any day. But you know something? People will be so... I'm tired. I've enjoyed buying this property and living out on it. Man, I've been having fires every night. Outside in my property, being outside with my family, enjoying that. Once in a while, I'll be checking the scriptures, checking my phone for something. Sometimes I check it too much. But for the most part, when I'm up, I'm moving around, cutting limbs off, cleaning stuff up, doing stuff, enjoying my life with my family, enjoying my children and my family. And that's what we all need to be doing. And not being completely controlled by what we're being taught.
...to four suggestions and ready to be programmed. The neurosurgeon Adam Lipson explains, there have been EEG studies that demonstrate that television watching converts the brain from beta wave activity to alpha waves, which are associated with a daydreaming state and a reduced use of critical thinking skills.
When you let children veg too much on garbage, whether it's even entertainment, music, even if it's not sinful, or video games, or even some books, right? And they're just vegging out and they're not really thinking. They don't have to think critically through it. Like, for instance, when you read the Bible, you got to think critically about what you're reading. You look at it and you have to think through it. But when you're not and you're just reading random garbage, I mean, I don't talk about everything, but like some things, or when you're just being entertained by something, it's just making you laugh or it's silly or it doesn't really have any, it's not going anywhere. What happens? You become extremely passive. You become extremely passive and you don't want to do anything about your present situation. Because those alpha waves are coming in, right? And you're done. You're not going to do anything. You're just a docile zombie. That's what you are. That's it. Just a docile zombie. It's not what God wants us to be.
When in a television-induced hypnotic state, cliches and slogans from the mainstream media, moral values and ideological principles from shows and movies, and suggestions from commercials, politicians, celebrities, and state-sponsored propaganda bypass the critical faculties and seep into the foundations of the mind.
Right, so when you listen to those political action committees and those political little blurbs when they want you to vote for them and all that stuff, they're throwing in all, they like to relate all this stuff so they emotionally get you charged up about a certain thing, and then they correlate that candidate with being your savior. That's what they do. And then they dump their propaganda into your mind without you even investigating it or seeing the need to investigate it. Without weighing it against absolute truth in the King James Bible and what God says in His Word. Nope. Just dump it all in your brain and accept. Your brain is accepting everything they're saying. Passively, it's being dumped into your mind, and you're just receiving it. Right? That's what he's talking about.
Over time, the typical television watcher is transformed into an opinionated robot. His or her evaluations of the world are mindless regurgitations of whatever has been absorbed from the TV.
Oh, this is so true. You listen to them talk, and they talk just like an episode of Fox News. They talk just like those people in Fox News. Blank Biden. Here's the slogan. Biden bad, Trump good. Biden bad, Trump good. Democrats bad, Republicans good. Democrats bad, Republicans good. Democrats bad. Republicans good. Think only in the two teams. Think only in the two teams. Think only in the two teams. And that's what they do. They don't critically think, well, wait a minute. Who started the lockdowns? Trump. Who produced the vaccine that's being forced on everybody? Trump's administration. Operation Warp Speed. Yeah, I guess so. Who bailed out the Roman Catholic Church to the tune of $1.2 billion? Trump. Who paid all the church's money and became the next Constantine? Trump. Whoa. Who set up the first lockdowns and broke the economy? Trump. Biden good. Biden bad. Trump good. Biden bad. Trump good. Biden bad. Trump good. Democrats bad. Trump good. Why? Because Fox News told you. But you'll ignore all those facts. Who didn't stop funding abortion and Planned Parenthood? Trump. But he's pro-life. And you're going to get tired of winning. You're going to win so much, you're going to be so tired, you're going to be tired of winning. Well, Trump's the one that did all that. Oh, yeah. But you believed what you believe. Biden bad, Trump good. Biden bad, Trump good. It's because that's what they told you. They told you that. They put a hairy, scary monster like Hillary in. And by the way, I said this, if you go back and listen, I'm pretty sure it's on one of my broadcasts way back then. We talked about a control group that was done, that Trump set out a control group to look and see how he could best fight what Obama did, how he could best capitalize on Obama's presidency to be voted in. So they had a control group and they found an outrage group of overzealous white guys that were tired of being taken advantage of by Obama, and they were all forgotten, and he capitalized on that group, and he built that group, and he changed that message, and he turned himself into a ham and egger with the ugliest hat known to man. The absolute ugliest hat known to man. That guy would never wear in a million years anywhere in this world. But he fit the behavioral thing perfectly. And he planned it. And they all planned it. And we told you they did. We absolutely told you they did. I remember telling you that that's what they were doing.
Nearly 70 years ago, the medical doctor Joost Mierlo warned of the hypnotizing dangers of television, dangers which now apply to computers, smartphones, and any other technology which turns the human being into a mesmerized spectator of a screen. No longer does man think in personal values, following his own conscience and ethical evaluations. He thinks more and more in the values brought to him by mass media. Television keeps him in continual awe and passive fixation. Consciously, he may protest against these anonymous voices, but nevertheless, their suggestions ooze into his system. In Brave New World, suggestibility was heightened not just through the use of technology, but also with a superdrug called Soma. The systematic drugging of individuals for the benefit of the state was a main plank in the policy of the world controllers. Soma had no physiological drawbacks. When taken in small doses, it stimulated a sense of bliss, and in larger doses, it generated pleasant hallucinations and a refreshing sleep. It provided what Huxley called a holiday from reality, and most importantly, it made the citizens highly submissive. As well as tranquilizing, hallucinating, and stimulating, the Soma of my fable had the power of heightening suggestibility, and so could be used to reinforce the effects of governmental propaganda. Today, not one Soma-like superdrug, but a whole concoction of drugs including but not limited to alcohol, marijuana, psychotropics, opioids, and sleeping pills, are readily used as a means of escaping reality.
So how many today are on those drugs worldwide? That pharmakia, what do we say? That sorcery, that end time sorcery. It's the masses are so drugged up, you'll never have a revolution of that. By the way, half of your ex-soldiers in America, probably half of them are on psychotropics. So, I mean, this is the nation that we live in. This is the world. They're drugged up on pornography or drugged up on music, drugged up on entertainment or drugged up on drugs.
The widespread use of drugs in our day has socio-political ramifications. For a drugged up society, just like a dumbed down society, is more easily conditioned into servitude. The chemical dependent is not a politically vigilant person who is ready to defend liberty, and as Mierlo wrote, any man who escapes from reality through the use of alcohol and drugs is no longer a free agent. He is no longer able to exert any voluntary control over his mind and his actions. Alcoholism and drug addiction prepare the pattern of mental submission so beloved by the totalitarian brainwasher. Drugs can be used to make man a submissive and conforming being.
Yep. And what do you have? A nation of drunks. How many people were drunk and on psychotropics during these lockdowns and everything else? Do you realize our nation was founded and we fought a revolution over taxation without representation? And it was a very small amount of money. We have people telling us today that we have to wear masks, that we have to submit to their, if you don't get the shot, then you're not going to have a job and everything else. What would they do if everybody said, you know what, we're all going to quit, we're all going to stop, we're all not playing your game, let's see how you make money. Go ahead and foreclose on our houses, go ahead and do all these things, but if we all do it to the tune of millions of people, you'll back down and you'll shut your mouth and you'll do what you're told, you stupid stool pigeon. But they don't do that, do they? No. Now, it's not, I'll be honest with you, it's not the Christian's fight. Our fight is with the gospel. Our answer is not some socially engineered fight. No, our answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. But if millions of people across the world just said, no, we ain't doing it. Nah. Look what Southwest Airlines pilots did. They shut the whole thing down. They said, nope, we're done. All these people are stranded everywhere. What's Southwest got to do? Get some pilots real quick. They can break those companies. You can break those companies. If you just say, no. 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 If enough people said no, they'd be like, okay, well, we got to rethink this.
Society of Brave New World was also organized into a scientific caste system. Prenatal genetic engineering produced children destined to belong to one of five castes. The highest caste, Alpha, was made up of citizens genetically engineered to be intelligent, strong, and beautiful. The lowest caste, the Epsilons, were short, ugly, stupid, and treated as slaves. Each of the castes was forbidden to intermingle. Is a scientific caste system possible today? While the widespread use of prenatal genetic engineering may not be on the near horizon, postnatal genetic engineering and the technological augmentation of the brain and body is in its initial stages. We are at the beginning of a fateful era in which man may merge with machine, and the result could be the formation of a two-tiered scientific caste system.
Now, we know what that transhumanism, we know that we talked about that in Revelation 13. That's the coming of the mark of the beast, and that's the merging with man and machine, and that's the end of that. That's where it's going. That's what's going to happen eventually. And then the Antichrist is going to come on the scene completely, and he's going to destroy. And people are going to conform. But what's one of the methods that's going to be used? Well, when it's not statism, it will be entertainment and drugs. The Bible says that they repented not of their sorceries, nor of their fornication. So what does that tell you? It tells you that the merchants of the earth sold them sex and sold them drugs, and the people would not turn from their fornication and their drugs. They would not turn from their entertainment, their fornication, their drugs, and repent and trust Christ. They were enslaved. They were not free agents. They were slaves to their sin. They were slaves to their wickedness. And that's where we're at now. Men are slaves. They're in bondage to sin and wickedness. And this is how they've been able to do what they've done with COVID. This is how they've been able to get full-grown people to wear masks everywhere they go, make them stand 6 feet apart, tell them that they're going to die, break the U.S. economy, put everybody on lockdown and tell them they have to stay home, threaten them to go to prison, threaten them if they don't take this vaccine in their arm that they can't work and they can't do anything. Right? This is who they are. This is their plan. This is what they're doing. This is how they've gotten victorious.
There will be a caste of human beings who welcome the merger with technology in the expectation of transcending biological limitations. And there will be an all-too-human caste composed of people who resist the merger with technology. What restrictions will be placed on those in this latter caste? What surveillance and control will be possible on those who accept technological augmentations? What will be the carrots on a stick to entice people to transition into a transhumanist era? Time will tell. The world of tomorrow.
See, here's the thing. Like, some people think that the Bible says that he causeth. Let's And he causeth, Revelation 13:6, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Well, if you entertain people enough and you tell them, well, you're going to live forever and your body's not going to die. I mean, if you just give in to this mark, you're never going to grow old. And guess what? You like pornography and you like fornication and you like all these other things. Well, you can live in that world forever. In fact, you can be anybody you want to be in that world. They're not going to say no. They're going to accept it. See, that's the brave new world. We always think of it as a statism thing. Well, it is. Some men are going to be probably forced and pressed and well, they're just going to die. Those men are. If they don't want it, they'll turn to Christ and they'll trust Christ as their Lord and Savior. They won't accept it. Others, though, I think they're just coerced into it. Like a woman that causeth him to yield. With the flattery of her lips, she forced him. That's the Antichrist. What does the Bible say? With the flattery of his lips, she forced him, right? What does the Bible say that the Antichrist will use in the end times? By flatteries. By flatteries. By flatteries. That's what he's going to do. By flatteries. What is this? Well, it's the gospel, the beast, it's evolution. You want to live forever? Well, this is how you do it. Transhumanism. This is how you do it. You take the mark. And you can have all the dope, and you can have all the highs, and you can have all the pornography, and you can have all the fornication, and you can have all the digital life you want. This guy doesn't understand that. We do because we have a Bible. That's where it's headed. He's trying to save society through philosophy. Won't work. Individuals are saved only by the grace of Almighty God. Men must repent and believe the gospel. They must turn from their fornication. They must turn from their sins and trust Christ as their Lord and Savior. They must beg Christ. Christ. Just like this word causes, but I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her. He didn't force her. He influenced her to. See the difference? I think people have it way wrong how they tried it. No, it's going to be a seducing. Satan is subtle and he's a seducer. That's who he is. A seducer. And that's how he works. All right. Well, man, oh man. I could go on and on and on more and more. But I think the point has been made. If you would like more information on this, you can see this sermon on Hollywood uses behavioral control, and learn about the Hollywood series, learn about how they did that. You can listen to Hollywood Satanic Roots on some of those things. Brave New World stuff, COVID-19 being used. How is that? Well, look at it. It's very simple. While everybody is hypnotized, while everybody is docile, while everybody is distracted through their entertainment, their bread, and their circuses, they just drop this all on everybody. By the way, I mean, you realize that, like, everybody had guns, everybody had firearms, everybody had all these things, but did it matter? Did anybody rise up? And I'm not saying I want that. That's not our fight. I'm speaking generally as mankind. No. Why? Because look who Satan used to do it. Trump. Trump put all those in, and Trump was a favorite. So because Biden bad, Trump good, Hillary bad, Trump good, everybody accepted everything Trump did. That's how the Antichrist is going to come in. With flatteries. That's the brave new world. That's the new world order. That's the one full of the sorceries and the fornications and everything else. Yep. You can see there's going to be two sides. There's going to be Orwell and then there's going to be that. And both of them are being used right now. Both methods are being used. The truth is on the narrow way. Trust Christ as Lord and Savior. The truth is the gospel. Jesus said these things would come to pass in the end times. He said this is the way the world was going. And you know what you got to do? Check out of their nonsense. By the way, let me be very clear. By God's holy grace, I'm not going to get caught up in their stupid games. Their stupid race wars and their stupid wars against politicians and their stupid right-left paradigm nonsense. Right? Because I think they're all wicked. We need to follow Jesus, the Word of God, and we need to do our work here on this earth. If you're a child of Jesus Christ, if you're stuck in pornography, go listen to the pornography series. If you're stuck on those things, go listen to it and get the truth. If you're stuck on entertainment, go listen to those things. But if you're not saved, turn to Christ today and get deliverance from all those things. Amen? All right, everybody. God bless you. I got to get out of here.